At 6:06, we have some fog in some of the low-lying areas this morning. Otherwise, mostly clear and 34 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 62 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. A new shopping complex will soon be underway just south of Tulsa Hills. Plans for the walk at Tulsa Hills were announced yesterday at City Hall. Tulsa Economic Development Director Clay Byrd says it's a $32 million project for 81st and Highway 75.
It was really just a tremendous collaborative effort by all the individuals standing behind me. This is going to be a tremendous revenue generator.
Mayor Bartlett says the developer is forecasting $50 million in sales. He says that would mean $1.2 million in additional city sales tax revenue. Now on to the mayoral election. Kathy Taylor announces her latest endorsement. Matt Trotter says it comes from a former opponent.
Republican Bill Christensen got 23% of the vote in June's mayoral primary, but he keeps factoring into the race. 7 weeks ago, he said he couldn't support Mayor Dewey Bartlett, but stopped short of endorsing Kathy Taylor. But now that's changed, and Taylor says it's because she and Christensen want the same things for Tulsa.
Earlier this year, I joined Councillor Christensen in this race because we discussed that we both strongly believed Tulsa needed new leadership. Through the years, we have agreed on the core principles of transparency and accountability for government.
At a press conference announcing the endorsement, Christensen called Bartlett irresponsible. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Oklahoma State Board of Education releases the A through F grades for individual schools. The grades show that 163 schools statewide received an F, and that's a big increase in the number of Fs. School administrators say the system is flawed. The formula was changed by the legislature last year to put more emphasis on test scores of students but reduce the impact of overall school improvement. Oklahoma House Speaker T.W. Shannon tells Tulsa business and civic leaders judicial reform is going to be high on his list of priorities for the next session. He pointed to several recent state Supreme Court decisions declaring laws passed by the legislature as unconstitutional. He claims the balance of power between the branches of government is out of balance.
And we looked at some possible solutions. Some ideas came out about having Supreme Court justices run for office. They already have a retention ballot. I don't know that that's the right direction. But certainly, I think a way that, you know, offers a little bit more in balance in terms of balance among the three branches of government, I think is critically important.
Shannon and Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman spoke at a Tulsa Chamber of Commerce forum yesterday. Governor Fallon says Oklahoma National Guard facilities and employees who are paid with state tax dollars will not be processing married benefits for straight or same-sex couples. Fallon said yesterday that all marriage benefits, including same-sex benefits, will now be processed by federal employees at the four federally owned National Guard facilities in the state, as well as the state's five military bases. A State House Interim Committee hears that it would cost between $740 and $880 million to supply storm shelters to Oklahoma schools without one. House Democrat Joe Dorman of Rush Springs wants the state to help pay for those shelters.
Well, certainly funding was of the greatest concern to make sure that we have the resources available. It was discussed the difficult limits that the local school districts have trying to meet the needs.
Examining school shelter funding was a bipartisan request made after the tornadoes hit the Moore schools last spring. Our weather forecast, morning frost, then sunny and mild, a high today of 62. Clear and cold tonight, 38 for an overnight low. Right now, fog in some of the low-lying areas and 34 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.